So under the Americans with Disabilities Act, opioid use disorder is categorized as a disability. So, jails and prisons are required to make accountable with that disability, which includes, the treatment that they need. We've been working on this issue, the availability of MOUD for incarcerated people for years now. So MOUD stands for Medication for Opioid Use Disorder. And the kind of MOUD that we're specifically focused on here activate opioid receptors in the brain that relieve a person's craving for opioids and relieve their withdrawal symptoms. The stigma against people with OUD is a big reason why, a lot of facilities were not providing this kind of treatment. And in October of 2022, a little bit after we filed our case, New York State actually passed a new law that requires MOUD treatment to be made available for people who need it in all jails and prisons across the state.
So you say that because of this law that was passed in 2022, all prisons across New York should have this treatment available.
This case, specifically, we filed in March of 2022. And leading up to that time, we had tried to work collaboratively with Jefferson County to make this treatment available. And the county essentially didn't grant those requests for treatment.
So, why is this case so important?
It was just necessary because there were so many people passing through the jail who had opioid addiction and who needed this treatment, and because they weren't getting it, were going through a profoundly painful withdrawal, dealing with relentless opioid cravings, and just at risk of relapse and overdose without the treatment.
And how are you going to be able to keep a track on making sure that incarcerated people who need this medical care are receiving this treatment?
One big area of concern is that there were significant racial disparities in who was being allowed to start treatment or get treatment and who wasn't. So the rates at which people who are incarcerated people who are Black who need this treatment is much lower than for white folks. So I think that's reflective of the overall reality that compliance has been inconsistent in different jurisdictions. But we're hopeful that in the wake of this lawsuit and in the wake of this new state law, that availability to this life-saving treatment will be much stronger across the state.
So, do these prisons have this treatment available, or is it an issue of cost of getting this treatment in?
I think the cost issues is something that these correctional facilities have talked about before as an obstacle. In the long run, making this treatment available is not just life-saving, it's cost-saving because it reduces the rate of the use of contraband opioids in jails and prisons. It, helps people stay on treatment at much higher rates, which makes it easier both for them to adjust back to life in the community once they're released, makes them much less likely to relapse and overdose. And so we think it's really sort of a no-brainer that this kind of treatment should be made widely available for people who need them.
Terry, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.